Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Next item is subdivision 2005-31, Colic Farms Incorporated.
We don't have a subject feasibility on this yet either.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, before I make a motion to defer on this, I would like to, if I could, ask any of the other commissioners that may want to give some feedback or their thoughts on this preliminary site plan.
I mean, it's just long, narrow lots that are just taking up every square inch of the ground without any kind of interconnectivity in the neighborhood. You know, there's no sidewalks proposed. They're using cul-de-sacs instead of a... so it appears that they're just isolating fingers rather than roads that are interconnecting. Mm-hmm. So I have some concerns as to the layout of it, yes.
I would, gentlemen, caution you. It's a straight standard subdivision, so there's not the superiority with the clustering. In that regard, you know, you got to look at the 99.9C items and consider how much discretion you have vis-a-vis the cluster subdivision. You know, I'm not taking away from any of your comments. I think they're bad.
Well, I'm not saying that it's not not appropriate. I'm just saying I don't like it.
Well, I guess I'm saying I like the larger lot sizes. I understand that, but are you saying that can we condition it to ask them to include some sidewalks and street lights and school bus stop?
That's been done. Been done.
Sure. Yeah.
How about an open space with that? Is that allowed in a normal type of a subdivision?
It's not a requirement. There's no requirement for it in the straight AR subdivision. That's
your open space with your big lots. Looks tiny.
What about being specific on the buffer between the industrial uses and the lots adjacent to it? I mean, it was pretty vague on what he was, and I think it'd be appropriate to be specific as to what.
One of my concerns about that with the buffer is that I think as shown on there, it wasn't a dedicated buffer. It was an easement that was within individual lots maintained by the homeowners association. And while you'd say, okay, well, you just make it a 30-foot buffer, the problem is those are all exactly 3/4-acre lots, which is going to require some heavy reconfiguration on their part. You know, I'm not saying that that's... You know, so what? But I just wanted to bring that to your attention. You know?
Well, also, just because it's a 30-foot buffer, it could all be grass. And
I agree.
And with dust and noise, this is very much like the agricultural situation or the airport situation, whatever we had earlier, that once these houses are in there, you're going to start getting complaints from... about the business that was there before the houses were built. And it seems to me appropriate to...
And I think treated like an ag buffer, it should be a buffer and it shouldn't be part of somebody's lot.
And it should be described as some kind of visual...
Trees. Yeah, it should be landscaped too.
And they said they were. I think they said they already... They talked about third good and probably went for
it. Right, but it was general.
Yeah.
Because I would think a concrete plant, you know, and the dust that comes off from would... Yeah, you could wipe out some people's paint on their cars and...
You'd be surprised with large cypress or something like that will collect dust. They will collect dust.
Yeah, it's almost like a filter, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I think it needs to be a landscape buffer, not a part of any lot.
Yeah, that's what my point. Yeah.
But that would reduce the size of the lot.
Separate buffer.
Yeah, they're going to have to do some finagling on the...
Well,
the final
they might lose some lots, but the... You know, any of you that are familiar with what's happening at Atlantic Concrete, it's not a good situation. Even though the developer agrees to put it in the deed, that doesn't stop the complaints. That doesn't stop the people from calling and hollering at him. You know,
get that huge sign out that even says, we are not leaving. We are a concrete plant, Atlantic Concrete.
So, yeah.
What about a berm? The idea of attractive nuisance for the kids in the neighborhood to go play in the industrial area, some way to keep Not just the...
I imagine it's fenced.
I would think. The problem with the berm is, from what I understand from landscape people, is if you try to put trees on a berm, it doesn't get the moisture and they never take them.
Is there any setback requirement along the front of that property by DelDOT? I don't remember. There's been that 15-foot dedicated right away they've talked about in the past for walkways.
I'm sure there is. Walkways. But it's even for strip lots, you got to have that now. Even for one lot, you have to dedicate.
And if you, if they're going to require sidewalks on the interior, please have a requirement that the sidewalks connect to the trail that DelDOT puts out front. I've picked up on numerous occasions where you can't get there from there.
The sidewalk stops in the interior and it doesn't lead out to the road.
DelDOT's going to take 15 feet for a permanent easement.
Right, so they can put the trailway there, and if we have interior sidewalks, you should be able to get from one to the other.
And that 15-foot easement will be after they take additional right of way.
Right.
Yep.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. That was very helpful. With that in mind, my motion on subdivision number 2005-31 is to defer for further consideration and septic feasibility.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2005-31, Colic Farms Incorporated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.